This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And I have the busy throat. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Haven't had this in a few days because, well, I know a young lady who's sitting around going right now, careful what you wish for, it might just come true. Because she's been on the road a lot. But tonight is the return of the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Tiffany Johnson. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Have we got Tiffany?
I'm here.
Okay. Wow, you two sound a lot. Okay.
Are we okay?
Same kind of tone. That's the same kind of tone coming over my head there. So, okay.
Oh, good. So we can play tricks on you.
Yeah. I'll be like, so Tiffany, tell me a little bit, and then Tatiana can answer. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm just going to shut up. How's that?
All right. Well, I love you, Bill.
Okay.
Chime in any time. Well,
anyway.
This evening I am thrilled to introduce you, Bill, and our listeners to Tiffany Johnson of Citizen Safety Academy. Tiffany's list of accomplishments is excruciatingly long, so I'm just going to premise this, guys, and apologize. She's married, so take it. Dive in before – I have to put that out there because you're going to – it is about to not. So, Tiffany,
I wish I'm not married.
Is gorgeous. Let's start with that. She's also a lawyer, a teacher, personal defense advocate. She's a blogger, an incredible writer. And from one of the most amazing things that I've experienced about her, she is an accomplished, award-winning role player to celebrity instructors. And I'll tell that story. She is a graduate of legal studies from University of Memphis. She's the owner of QP Legal. She's a graduate of Georgetown University of Law. She is a graduate of English from University of Miami, and she's a manager at Citizen Safety Academy. She's also a critical part of the Rangemaster team with Tom and Lynn Givens and is the definition of a quiet professional when it comes to the depth and breadth of her firearms training to date. So I am thrilled to have you on the show. I've been really hoping I could get you on, so I'm really happy the stars aligned. We were able to invite you this evening.
One thing I want to point out, Tiffany, I've seen a picture of you, and you have aged incredibly well, because what are you, like 85 to have accomplished all of that already?
I'm 40.
Okay, you just worked hard, okay.
I got a late start, but that gotcha. was since, you know, early 20s.
If Tatiana had to read anything else off about this, I'd have been going, and we'll be back again on Monday this year. So.
I know, right? And to meet Tiffany, she's one, like I said, she's the definition of a quiet professional. We met at the Rangemaster conference this year, and we had a quick intro, and then I had to get set up, and you went on, Tiffany, to do great things and get everybody established. And then later on in the conference, I went to witness one of the programs put on by Craig Douglas of ShivWorks. Just a phenomenal trainer, and the depth of knowledge in that man's brain is scary. And I saw all the role players, and not to give away Craig's intellectual property, you have to go take a class to experience this for yourself. But there's a scene and a scenario that is set, and there are role players of other students and instructors that work with Craig who create an environment in which the students have to respond. And that environment is very... it's an intense thing. There are people running at you and screaming, and things are changing, and there may or may not be blue guns and knives, and there's handcuffs and all this stuff. Tiffany was the most phenomenal role player. She had us all convinced she was absolutely crazy and hysterical. And this lovely, calm, centered person that I've met a couple hours before, I didn't know who this person was. So she did win an award. And how many have you won to date for this?
Oh, gosh. I've won. It depends on whether you mean actual ones that I can take home or just the awards that people give me in turn, just by pretend. It's been an interesting journey. They always get a good laugh out of it.
Very, very convincing, and I don't want to mess with you as a role player, it'd be fun to take a class with you, but you just scared me right out of the gate, so I'm just going to put that out there.
Craig likes to give me roles where I have to scream, so.
you're very convincing. It works. It really works. So you got into firearms. You've been into this for a lot longer than I have. Tell us how you jumped into this world, because you have a legal and an English background. So how did you go from that to now being a major contributor into the firearms community?
Well, I've always been a bit of a dabbler, always more of a jack of all trades than a master of any. But right after college, actually I was in law school, I almost on an impulse just sort of got up one day and signed up for a handgun class. I had never touched a firearm, never been within arm's reach of a firearm that I knew of. And there was a little bit of a fear there. I wouldn't say I was vocally adverse to firearms, but I think probably inside I definitely had a fear. And so I wanted to kind of tackle that, and I did not expect to have any of my opinions changed in any way. I really wanted to be able to discuss my aversion to firearms more intelligently and not sound like I was writing off something I didn't know anything about. So that's why I took the class. And here I am 18 years later, still doing it. I was hooked almost immediately, and it was by sheer coincidence that the very first basic permit level class that I walked into just happened to be at Tom Givens Range in Memphis. I had no idea who Tom Givens even was. So that was just pure blind luck that his range was the closest one to my house.
Well, that is some serendipitous luck right there, and a wonderful, wonderful way to begin. And from that, you've been exposed to all of the other incredible people in the Rangemaster community. List some of the other individuals that you learn from or you look to within that and the bigger sphere.
Oh, wow. I apologize in advance for all the wonderful people I'm going to leave off, unintentionally, of course. But let's see, off the top of my head, obviously Lynn Givens, Tom's wife. I've trained with Craig Douglas, a lot of Shiv Works, Mass Ayub. There's a couple of people within the Rangemaster family, like Jim Higginbotham, who is close friends with Tom. He runs Aimpoint in Kentucky. I ventured out to, Marty Hayes and the West Coast Firearms Academy of Seattle crew. I met them through Tom also and through the Rangemaster Tactical Conference. Spencer Keepers, Jeff Gonzalez, can't remember if I mentioned him. Trained with him a long time ago, hoping to train with him again soon. That's a partial list. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sure there's plenty of others, and I apologize for failing to name them all.
That's okay. That's all right. The list is long, and it's a very solid list. If you've heard any of those names and you're unfamiliar with them, I encourage you to Google them if you're listening in. Now, in the upcoming segments, we're going to dive into concealed carry. We're going to talk about Second Amendment advocacy and minorities in the firearms community. Then we're going to really sink our teeth into some of the hot topics surrounding women and firearms training. So, Tiffany, while people are listening and during our break, how can they go online and find out more about you?
My blog is at frontsightpress.com, and my training involvement is at citizenssafety.com. That's citizens plural with an S, safety.com.
And Citizen Safety Academy on Facebook and on Instagram.
Absolutely.
You've been practicing, Tatiana. Very good, very good.
I try.
Yeah. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. and we're going to be right back. And this is also Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I've never asked anybody this before, but Tiffany, now that you know that a category out there consisting of tactical bacon exists, Does that make you feel good about Western civilization?
No, not really.
No, okay.
No.
You know, bacon is sort of like duct tape. As long as you got that, you're good to go. So, I mean, hey.
I agree. I will agree with you there.
Anyway, Tatiana, I know you have somewhere you want to take it. I've never asked that question before of anybody. when I'm listening to Spot It, I mean, anyway. Have at it.
It's a critical part of our life. I mean, it's not optional. You can't be a gun person and not at least appreciate the bacon exists on the planet. Oh.
So
well, true. I'd like to talk about concealed carry in this segment. And Tiffany, I had an interesting moment with you in Texas last April. Tiffany and I attended and taught at the A Girl and a Gun National Conference in Burnett, Texas. We had 400 women over the course of a week that were there doing some intense learning from brilliant minds in our community. And we caught a ride together back to the airport. We stopped and had tacos and way too much queso, but it was so good. And talked about all things gun-related. And we've gone from this beautiful house they put us up through to this luncheon, and then we're on our way to the airport, and we pull over in a parking lot so that Tiffany can take care of getting her concealed carry stuff set up and properly packed so that we can go from there to the airport, of course. And I watched this elegant lady without two Glock 19s. Not one, but two. Do you know how hard it is for me to convince people to carry one? And I just, I don't know if you saw the giant toothy smile that I was like, oh my gosh, this is like all the heavens parted. I could hear the angels sing. And you whipped out two Glock 19. It was a glorious moment. So talk to me about your EDC setup so that we can introduce people to this phenomenal concept of two is one and one is none.
Well, I'm a big proponent of practicality when it comes to everyday carry, because if it's not practical, then you won't do it every day, which defeats the purpose of everyday carry. So I think I gave an honest effort to the whole traditional bat belt setup. The giant gun belt where you look like a police officer and then you drape a shirt over it and it's kind of ridiculous. It didn't work for me. I tried and I could conceal it with a big giant hoodie maybe, but it wasn't always comfortable. And I think that if I could have a really sturdy belt all the time to hold all my gear, that would be ideal. But with all of the factors that go into play, it didn't prove to be practical for me. I know it's practical for a lot of people, not for me. So what I've done is through years of trial and error and experimentation, I've worked with Spencer Keepers of Keepers Concealment. And we've developed a kind of a hybrid where I've taken a belly band. And the one that I use is a Golden Goodrich belly band, but there's a zillion different types out there. I went through a bunch of them, and that's the one I settled on. And Spencer makes a Kydex insert for the belly band pocket, and I slip that in. I hold it in with industrial strength Velcro and fabric glue, and boom, now I have a comfortable EDC carry system that doesn't require me to have a belt, that doesn't require me to carry in a purse. I can carry on body, and my holsters don't collapse, which means I can train with it, which is great.
I'd like to repeat that, holsters, because there's...
Yeah, I actually... Fantastic. I bought two of the belly bands, and I took them to a seamstress, and I said, sew these together. And like I said, a lot of kind of trial and error, taking it back, change this, tweak that. And after many iterations, I have the standard drawer full of holsters, except in my case, it's different tinkering with different belly bands. And that's kind of where I've ended up. So, yeah, I've got a belly band with two holsters, one on either side. And I have Kydex inserts that Spencer has made for me, molded to all my different pistols. So if I'm wearing something where I need to downsize for whatever reason, I can take out the the Glock 19 insert and pop in the Glock 43 insert, and I'm good to go. I love a lot of the products that Spencer makes. And these, if you're listening, it's Keepers Concealment, keepersconcealment.com. The owner is Spencer. Tell him you heard of him through the show. I know he'd love to hear from you. I have a couple of his holsters. I am in love with them. They're fantastic. They solve a lot of problems, especially for women trying to carry. So you came up with a custom solution that works for you. I struggle with belly bands because I go in the middle. I got that obnoxious hourglass thing, which is great until you try to be a gun person. And then you realize that it's actually problematic in a lot of really annoying ways. So every time I try to rock a belly band, it always ends up under my armpits because it all goes up. So I found that beltless carry options work well, but based on your body type, the belly band you choose may need to be different, wider or narrower, depending on your body type. Now, you do a lot of training. We have 2 minutes left, so I want to make sure I just get this one question here. What do you find is the biggest obstacle that you see for women overcoming when it comes to carrying concealed?
Probably belts. Probably belts. Because women, I think that a lot of times men, God bless them, they mean well, but they present a good, reliable gun belt as something that's easy to use. And it's not always, there's so many things that don't come to mind, like, you know, the space between belt loops or the depth of our pockets or, you know, how deep the belt loops are and, so it's a huge, it can be a bit of a chore to accommodate the ideal gun belt. And I think that a lot of times when women discover how difficult it is, they may be tempted to just say, you know, this is more trouble than it's worth.
It is. And it is a real challenge. And for so many people, I see, you know, it's overcoming the fact that, listen, you really just need to get a belt. But don't think it has to be the bat belt. There's a lot of more new different belt options that don't have to be so painful on the hip bones and the lower back. It doesn't have to be so constricting. You don't have to worry about, you know, the extra roll that comes in the waistline from wearing a belt. For the cosmetic, there are more options, but it's a belt and pant combination that can make or break that experience. So again,
right.
Folks,
and I think the pants are the, I said belt, but I think you're right. It's probably the pants that's the bigger problem because there really are a lot of great belt options out there now, especially recently manufacturers have been, you know, tending more to this untapped market. But the pants, you know, the clothing makers, they have zero interest in accommodating gun belts. And so therein lies yet another problem.
Absolutely. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about Second Amendment advocacy and minorities in the firearms community.
In addition to that, we're going to talk about the giveaway those ladies just gave. But that's something else altogether different. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. So what do we need to see? We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
According to the New York Times, the FBI is a secretly taped conversation of President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, confirmed the recording's existence, but also said a payment was never made. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
Through the dome. You.
Now, I, you know, with what I said about a giveaway, that we're not, that was more about a tell, if you will. So, this is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Tiffany Johnson. What you guys gave away is, you know, with a person that owns one gun and buys one gun, they're typically going to stick it in a sock. In the sock drawer, right? But you know you've broken into the house of a serious gun owner when you find the box of holsters they're not using.
So true.
Every time I get underneath the when I'm getting under the broadcast console, I'm kicking two boxes full of holsters I don't use.
Well, you know, it is a trial and error process. And to follow up one quick point before we dive into the next topic, when it comes to women's concealment, for those folks who are dedicated to or wanting to find a way to carry a bigger gun or multiple guns and want a belted solution, it really does come down to pant selection. And not to knock the community, there are a couple of brands out there in our space who are doing some really solid work to offer solutions for the female figure within the gunfighting world. And that some of them are 511. Vertex has got some incredible products. Kools does a lot of really great work, and they're starting to really bridge into the firearms training community. And again, it does come down to body type and finding the right brand that fits your personal aesthetic, style, and form. So keep in mind that there are solutions out there, but they may come from places where you don't expect. So keep an eye out.
Absolutely.
Now, I do want to make sure we have some time to talk about one of the big topics that we have to talk about, which is Second Amendment advocacy and being a minority in the firearms community. And as women, out of the box, we're already a minority, because while we are the fastest growing segment of the firearms marketplace, we are still not even at halfway making our proportions to the guys match. And we're on our way, but we're still creeping along. And, you know, to be somebody who fits the picture of I could fall into a bunch of different ethnic groups, and most people don't know which ethnic group I fall into, I receive a lot of questions about, you know, being a minority in this space, which is kind of interesting. Now, you gave an incredible lecture at the Arizona Gun National Conference, and I'm going to beg you to do it again this coming year because it was that powerful. But your message about this whole topic is just really phenomenal. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Well, sure. Thank you for the compliment, and thank you for being open to the topic, because not everybody is, which is difficult to navigate sometimes. But I spoke about, it was called broadening the 2A tent, which is to say opening up the community in proactive ways, not passive ways, to ensure that non-traditional shooters, non-traditional pro-gun folks or potential pro-gun folks really do feel not only that they are not excluded, but that they are in fact welcome and encouraged to come and join and learn in fellowship. So I gave a few tips on how to kind of break the ice with folks that you suspect may be suspicious of the Second Amendment community, what kinds of things to say, what kinds of things to avoid saying. And, you know, it was interesting.
It was, and the feedback we got was really fantastic. So can you share? Now, the presentation was really powerful because you offer a lot of that really great feedback, but you also go deep into the American history and the history of the Second Amendment, how it came about and how it was shaped and formed. And then, of course, you have this legal background that also influences your perspective and your ability to articulate a lot of this stuff. Can you share with us a couple examples that you thought kind of resonated with the listeners?
Sure. Well, I was surprised to learn that very few people in the audience were aware of some of the origins of modern gun control laws that originated in California with Ronald Reagan and the Mulford Act. And it was largely a response to the Black Panthers walking around armed with rifles, open carrying. And before that, there wasn't a whole lot of pushback to open carry or to carrying in general. But once the Panthers got guns, people were like, hold on, wait, we're not sure how we feel about this. And so that's how the Mulford Act got passed. And that's when Ronald Reagan, of all people, decided, hey, we can't have people walking around California with guns. And gun control developed out of that and sort of picked up like a wave across the country. So, you know, when I'm talking to Black people, and this is radio, so for those who don't know, by the way, I'm Black. when I talk to my Black friends and my Black family members about this, about some of the racist roots of gun control, they are shocked. They have no idea. I think gun control initiatives are largely associated with the left, the political left. The political left is largely associated with being more welcoming to Black communities and minorities in general. And, you know, if we look at the history, we may be able to turn some of these stereotypes on their heads.
So you spoke about a couple of different ways, things to do and things not to do. What would be one thing not to do? And then we'll shift on a positive note.
All right. Let's see. Well, one thing not to do is don't bring up politics. If you're trying to introduce somebody to guns, don't start out with the Democrats this or those lefties that or libtards this. I can't stand that word. Please leave politics out of it altogether, because the moment you start infusing the right to self-defense with politics, you belie the underlying principle that the Second Amendment is, in fact, universal, is apolitical, predates law. So we don't want to confuse our message. Obviously, I understand that when we get into passing litigation, yes, there's a political sphere to all of that, but the mere basic right to self-preservation transcends politics. And so don't complicate matters by making it a political thing, a left-right thing, a red-blue thing. It's not. And as soon as you do that, you start creating, you know, cubby holes and corners and wedges and all of that, and people shut down.
So true. Very, very true. And at the end of the day, we can all agree that we all would like to live. So that's
exactly.
A place to begin, regardless of the background or the individual you're speaking with. We all value life and our lives. And, you know, hopefully we never have to utilize the skills that we develop over time to protect our lives with those skills. Now, what is something to do?
This is going to sound, this is going to be painfully obvious and simple, but be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised often with how, you know, how frequently people need to be reminded how important it is to be nice, but it's really easy, especially when you are protected by the anonymity of the internet or the distance of, you know, remote communication via forums and things like that. It's real easy to become an a-hole. Can I say that? So I think folks really need to be proactive about self-policing and make sure that they, one, give people the benefit of the doubt. Two, don't consider other people's behavior to be licensed to react in kind, because there's no point in stooping to other people's level. And then three, just, you know, the old school kill them with kindness technique. It goes a lot farther than most people realize, I think.
It's so true. Now, you write for Front Sight Press, and that is a vehicle from which, if you appreciated what Tiffany has had to say, that you can learn more and read more of her perspective and her thoughts. And that site is largely based on two-way advocacy. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I actually wrote a long blog post about the speech that you were talking about at A Girl and a Gun. It's at
let me get you guys to hold right there. We're coming into the break. I was listening too much. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Tiffany Johnson. And this is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And her guest is Tiffany Johnson. And from here on out, whenever you have Tiffany on there, I think we should just, like, you know, I don't know, figure out a way to just read the, do the resume later.
I know. I'm telling you, she's terrifyingly brilliant in the most awesome way.
Yes. So, anyway.
It's a very, very good thing.
And anyway, but one thing I want to point out, though, and the industry, as far as the concealed carry part, I know I'm 2 segments behind, but I've just been listening. And I do hope that as they come out with more ways for women to carry guns, they'll think of some ways for the guys to carry guns. Because if I walked into some place looking for an inside, you know, a concealed carry holster, and I go, well, you know, I'm looking to satisfy my aesthetic. They're just going to hand me a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon and say, sit down over there, you hipster fool. And anyway, just, you know, me sharing my 5. Anyway, ladies, please have at it.
All right. Are you ready? Here's this. I get this all the time, and I'm going to ask this question, but I know that from you, I'm not going to get an obvious answer. How do you feel about women's only training? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? Is it necessary? What are your thoughts?
It's all of the above. I used to actually not care for women's only training, but my views on that have changed recently as I've gotten more into the advocacy part of all of this. I think whatever we need to do to bring more people into the fold is what we need to do. I personally don't go out looking for classes that are only for women, but if you are a woman and you would feel more comfortable taking your first class with a class full of women, for whatever personal reason you may have, who am I to poo-poo that? And I think if that's what we need to do, and if I can do that, if I can offer those kinds of classes for women, I'm going to do it. So we do offer ladies-only classes. And, hey, I hope that what happens through those kinds of classes is that women gain the confidence to feel comfortable taking classes with any configuration of students. But whatever gets you in the door first, I'm a fan, as long as it's safe, obviously.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. I mean, I grew up in the world of martial arts. I was the only girl in the dojo for decades. And so working within a mixed gender community wasn't something that, you know, was scary to me. But
my first class, the thing that got me to the range for the very first thing, was a women's only class with the NRA, the Women on Target Clinic. And it just, you know, wow, oh my gosh, this whole world exists. I had no idea about. And it was the icebreaker that got me completely hooked. But that's the next question I want to ask you. I see a lot of women coming through that very first program, that intro class, that basic class. And they have this first experience. And if we could get every single one of those women to come back, that would be huge. But for many of them, this maybe have to overcome this kind of one and done training habit of the new female students. How do you, what do you think we need to do to keep them engaged and keep them hooked to come back after that first class?
I think that falls on the instructors. I think the best way to combat that, and it's always going to be a challenge, but I think the best way to combat that from the instructor standpoint is to do two things. Number one, to be honest and upfront with your students about what more there is to know in order to be even minimally competent with this new tool that you're learning to use, and also to kind of lighten the mood a little bit. Like, I think there's a lot of instructors out there that might take themselves a little too seriously. And while I would never want to see, yes, a little. Now, I would never want to see a firearms class devolve into some sort of comedy hour. There has to be seriousness enough to maintain safety. But at the same time, don't be afraid to point out just how much fun this is and to do whatever you can within the bounds of safety to make sure that your students are actually enjoying themselves. And it has to do with the environment. And it can be a bunch of little things that aggregate to make a more comfortable environment, like sound mitigation or like temperature control or minimizing the number of spectators. There's a lot of different small things you could do to help ease tensions and make people, give people room to enjoy themselves.
I agree completely. And laughter is key. We learn best when we are laughing. Children are learned best at play. And, you know, that transcends into adulthood. But there is a time and a place to switch gears, just like you said. Now, when we talk about the educational community, I teach women's only classes, but I also teach quite a few open enrollment programs. And, you know, it's easy to say, oh, you're a female. You teach female class, women's only classes. Yes, it's a portion of what I do, but it is not the entire scope. And I see the role of female fire instructors in this country growing. You know, and our goal, of course, is to do the greatest good. You know, we want to get out there and put out quality information that's going to reach the most people in the most meaningful way. And, you know, I know what my spiel is for that. And through Citizen Safety Academy, you're administering to a community in your area, and you're traveling now with this material all over the place, and we'll be doing more of that in 2019. What do you feel doing the greatest good means for you and for your fellow instructors, Citizen Safety Academy?
Well, I think there's doing the greatest good for instructors in general, and then there are specifics that are unique to me. As far as me personally, I think the thing that I bring to the table is having experienced what it's like to be afraid of guns. I've trained with a lot of people who start out with the usual refrain. I grew up around guns. I went hunting when I was, you know, still in the womb. And all of that. And if that's not your lived experience, it can be very alienating. And it's not that anyone means for it to be that way, but that can be the effect, even if only subconsciously. You're thinking to yourself, okay, this person's very different from me. I don't have that life. So, of course, I can't do what she does. I can't do what he does. So I've made a lot of connections with students by just saying, yeah, I remember it. When they say, oh, I'm nervous, I say, I know exactly how you feel. And they don't believe me. And then I tell them, yeah, I do. I remember exactly what that feels like. So that's helpful to me. And I think it gives me a different perspective sometimes, and it helps students to kind of settle in and say, okay, she's not so different from me. There's not as big of a gulf that I have to leap over in order to do this. I can do this.
Absolutely. And I also think you and I don't look, okay, so there's pictures of me on the internet where I look like, you know, really intense, scary, but we're nice people. You know, we dress like normal people, and we come out to the range, and we're not in battle belts and giant, you know, plate carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we take those classes. They're awesome. But
mm-hmm.
we look like somebody you'd meet at the grocery store or at a PTA meeting. You know, we're normal people. And I think that also makes folks realize that, you know what, this is an attainable goal for me. This is something
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. In that speech that you asked about earlier, another one of the tips that I gave people is don't be an operator.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Because the vast majority of people on Earth are not. You know, if you walk into the classroom looking like a Navy SEAL, God bless the Navy SEALs, but they're elite for a reason. Most people can't do what they do. So, you know, it's nice to walk in, and even though you have a level of expertise that your students don't have, you can still relate to them, and they say, okay, this is a normal person. This is not a, you know, commando. So I don't have to change who I am in order to incorporate this tool into my life.
And what you just said hits the nail on the head. I don't have to change who I am to carry a gun or to take a class. I don't have to fit some persona or some expectation, whether it's stereotype or just something you saw on TV. You know, we don't all have to be G.I. Jane. We don't all have to be Tomb Raider. We can just be us and still be legitimate and able to use that tool correctly. So if you are curious about learning more about what Tiffany does and you like what you heard here, please go to frontsightpress.com. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Citizen Safety Academy. Go to citizenspluralsafety.com, which is the website, to find out about what training programs are available in your area. And also keep a lookout. There will be more opportunities to hear this speech that I keep referencing that was so powerful. I know the NRA has sat up and paid attention to this, and they will be featuring Tiffany at a couple of women's events, leadership events, over the course of the next year. So I may have just spilled beans on that, but I want to help.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ladies, for joining us this evening.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.